Small and Simple Things. By small and simple things are great things brought to pass. Alma chapter 37, verse 6. Church history around the world. The Netherlands. 50 years ago this month, the first stake in the Netherlands, the Holland stake, was organized in The Hague. It was the first non-English-speaking stake in the church. 100 years earlier, in August 1861, Paul Augustus Schettler and A. Wigers van der Wood were the first missionaries to preach the gospel in Holland. Over the next 100 years, more than 14,000 people in the Netherlands were baptized, many of whom immigrated to the United States. Today, nearly 9,000 members live in the Netherlands. On September 8, 2002, President Gordon B. Hinckley dedicated the Hague Netherlands Temple, which serves 5 stakes and 1 district in the Netherlands, Belgium, and part of France. The Church in the Netherlands. Membership, 8,909. Missions, 1 shared with Belgium. Stakes, 3. Wards and branches, 33. Temples, 1. General Young Women Meeting. All young women ages 12 to 18, their mothers, and young women leaders are invited to participate in the General Young Women Meeting on March 26th. The meeting will include addresses by a member of the First Presidency and by the Young Women General Presidency. The theme for this year's meeting is We Believe, the 13th Article of Faith. Where possible, young women, their mothers, and their leaders are encouraged to meet together in chapels to view the broadcast. Check with your priesthood leader or at www.broadcast.lds.org for information about broadcast times and locations. How well do you know our church leaders? General Conference is next month, and among the many speakers will be members of the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles. From this list, see if you can match their names with events or other details from their lives. 1. President Thomas S. Monson. 2. President Henry B. Eyring. 3. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. 4. President Boyd K. Packer. 5. Elder L. Tom Perry. 6. Elder Russell M. Nelson. 7. Elder Dallin H. Oaks. 8. Elder M. Russell Ballard. 9. Elder Richard G. Scott. 10. Elder Robert D. Hales. 11. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. 12. Elder David A. Bednar. 13. Elder Quentin L. Cook. 14. Elder D. Todd Christofferson. 15. Elder Neil L. Anderson. A. As a youth, he enjoyed playing vanball, a modified version of volleyball. The answer is 5. Elder L. Tom Perry. B. This leader shares his name with his father and is known among family and close friends as Hal. The answer is 2, President Henry B. Eyring. C. When this apostle was a deacon, his father, an artist, took him to the sacred grove. Upon returning home, his father painted a picture of the sacred grove for him. Ever since that time, this apostle has hung that painting in his office as a reminder of that special visit. The answer is 10, Elder Robert D. Hales. D. When he was 5, his family moved to a dairy farm in Pocatello, Idaho, USA, where he raised rabbits, rode horses, and played in the fields with his siblings. The answer is 15, Elder Neil L. Anderson. E. He is the only member of the First Presidency or Quorum of the 12 Apostles to have been born outside the United States. The answer is 3, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. F. As a high school student, he served as senior class president and participated in debate. The answer is 13, Elder Quinton L. Cook. G. An avid athlete from a young age, he lettered in football, basketball, track, and baseball at his high school and was a member of state championship football and basketball teams. The answer is 11, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. H. He played checkers with his young son nearly every night. His son remembers he'd play 3 games of checkers. He'd let me win one, then he'd beat me at one, and then we'd play giveaway checkers, and either one of us could win that. The answer is 1, President Thomas S. Monson. I. He served his country as a World War II pilot in his early 20s. The answer is 4, President Boyd K. Packer. J. To earn money for college, he worked on an oyster boat. Other fishermen ridiculed him for refusing to drink alcohol until a man went overboard. This apostle, because of his commitment to abstain, was sober and was sent to rescue the man who had gone overboard. The answer is 9, Elder Richard G. Scott. K. As a college student, he worked as a radio announcer. The answer is number 7, Elder Dallin H. Oaks. L. Prior to his call to the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, he was president of Ricks College and helped the school make its transition to Brigham Young University, Idaho. The answer is 12, Elder David A. Bednar. M. He performed open-heart surgery on President Spencer W. Kimball a short time before President Kimball became president of the church. The answer is number 6, Elder Russell M. Nelson. N. Elder Scott was this apostle's mission president in Argentina. The answer is 14, Elder D. Todd Christofferson. O. Before he was called as a general authority, he, like his father, worked in the automobile business. The answer is 8, Elder M. Russell Ballard. For additional biographical information about leaders of the church, see www.newsroom.lds.org. End of the article, Small and Simple Things.